Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is A Head Full of Ghosts by Paul Tremblay. Published by Titan Books in 2016, today is all about reality television, madness, and sisters. A Head Full of Ghosts begins with the grown-up Meredith Barrett. She's being interviewed for a new book celebrating the 15th anniversary of a cult reality TV series, The Possession. From the outset, the reader is told that Meredith is the only member of the Barrett family left alive. Switching back to the early 2000s, the Barretts are a seemingly normal family until their father loses his job and their 14-year-old daughter, Marjorie, starts showing symptoms of schizophrenia. As Marjorie's behaviour becomes more and more bizarre, and their father becomes more and more religious, the family turns to their local Catholic priest for guidance. And as money becomes tighter in the family, living on one income, and they run risk of losing their home, the family accepts an offer to film a reality TV series in their house as they deal with Marjorie's descent into madness. 8-year-old Meredith hero worships her older sister Marjorie, but Marjorie is beginning to frighten her as the fun games between the sisters turn more sinister and creepy. Marjorie becomes more and more disturbed and the family house is increasingly tense. And then one night, Marjorie confesses to Meredith that she's faking the whole thing. And this is at the heart of the mystery of this book. I might be drawing a long bow here, it's probably more horror than it is crime. But is Marjorie possessed, mentally ill, or faking the whole thing? This is the key question to this book. And then the father eventually convinces the mother to allow the priest to perform an exorcism on Marjorie. On camera, of course. Now, aside from the creepiness and the scares, what I liked most about this book is the main character of Meredith. She's whimsical and flighty, she's fidgety and confused. She darts in and out of rooms while her parents fight or ignore each other, while television crews follow her every movement and take over every room in the house. But on the other hand, she battles with her love for and her fear of her older sister. She doesn't understand what's going on, but it's not because she's a child. No one really understands what's going on, and no one knows how to make everything normal again. Now, the story is told by the young Meredith and the current day Meredith, and it's also interspersed with blog posts of an anonymous blogger analysing the Possession TV series in the context of other reality TV and horror pop culture. These blog posts were probably my least favourite part of the book. I didn't really connect with the writing style of these sections. But another great thing about this book is it's basically a love letter to the horror genre. There are so many references to other horror books, movies, and TV shows within the story. For example, the main character is named Meredith, exactly the same as the main character in Shirley Jackson's We Have Always Lived in the Castle. The sprinkling of horror references throughout the book made it extra fun for me. So if you like manipulation, reality TV, the supernatural, complex sibling relationships, and playhouses made out of cardboard, I heartily recommend A Head Full of Ghosts. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com, or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.